Trill Radio.
Texas Blue, hey, hot as a mug, and then we got Doc out of Brooklyn, so hey, stay tuned for that. Hey, this your boy Cat Daddy, you already know what it is. Get at me, 347-945-7629. It's gonna be turned up once again. Hey, if you've been following me, that's right. And hey, we're gonna have a Cause I have interview. I'm gonna have an interview with MC Light coming soon. It ain't gonna be live. It's gonna be pre-recorded. Hey, so my site gonna be down late early in the AM tomorrow because I'm gonna be doing the interview. So look for that. It's gonna be down for about 15-20 minutes while we doing the interview. Then you can hear the pre-recorded interview this Sunday or Monday once I edit it and get it right. So stay tuned for that. I give you all the details for that. But that's right. The legendary herself. And she gonna chop it up with Cat Daddy. So you already know what it is. Hey, making moves. Hey, that's how it gotta be. Hey, that's right. We about to turn you up. I got some new music on here tonight too. That was a new joint right there for my boy 50. Hey, he doing his thing, the 252. Hey, what it do? Hey, you already know what it is. And we about to send it down to Mississippi right now. Stay tuned. Got some hot artists who's coming on tonight. So you don't want to mix it. Because if you do, hey, you're going to be hearing about it. But you can always go in my archive, check out any show you want to. They all there. You already know what it is. Danger, well, what it do, my nigga?
Hey, hey.
On the block, Danger Road.
I'm Whitey West.
You know it.
It's for the radio. It's for the radio.
Okay.
We creeping, we crawling, and bowling.
Listen.
I see we creeping, we crawling, we bowling. Chopping through the city light. It's like a star in the night. We be rising, rising. Man, my dogs, they be rising, rising. Hey, I see we creeping, we crawling, we bowling. Chopping through the city light. It's like a star in the night. We be rising, rising. Man, my dogs, they be rising, rising. Hey, I see we creeping, we crawling, we bowling. Chopping through the city light. It's like a star in the night. We be rising, rising. May my girls, they be rising, rising. I see we creeping, we crawling, we bowling. Chopping on the blade, drinking on Kool-Aid, rocking braids with the shade. Oh no, hey, that's that boy, Danger Row, and he's a pro. When it comes to that flow, he's a pro. I'm riding on the paint, man is main. Got the baddest barber in your hood, chopping up panties, man. Understand the game, because it's realer than the mug. You see them boys, son, when they come through the club on them dubs. We call them Barry Sanders of the Michael Jordan 23. Nothing but them G, represent that MSG. Or that AVE, throwing they sets up, not really giving a what. Blowing green, sipping lean, studding on them 23. Chopping through the city lights, you know what I'm saying? They studding on them 23. Cause we be creeping, we crawling, we bowling. Chopping through the city lights. Just like a star in the night. We be rising, rising. May my dogs, they be rising, rising. Hey, I see we creeping, we crawling, we bowling. Chopping through the city lights. Just like a star in the night. We be rising, rising. May my dogs, they be rising, rising. Hey, I see we creeping, we crawling, we bowling. Chopping through the city lights. Just like a star in the night. We be rising, rising. May my girls, they be rising, rising.
Yeah, yeah. Been high, so high, with a chick so fly. From the state of NY, LA, hit a so fly. She dig a something type guy with a up so fly. Ice cold like a shine, but I spin so fly. For the morning ride with the look wet. When they ride with 22, 23, 24, 26, 28 on the side. With a ride and I chill on a two-box. And bitch be riding with an AK-47 in the Mac 11. On the highway to heaven, selling double transform coat. Broke being broke, I can't cope. I'm on the rope, this ain't no joke. This be real, this be trill. This is how I live. Broadcasting live and direct from the field. I be Trump, bringing funk. I know you feel the boy bump. Black hole, mess, swole, ice cold. Boy, I'm so. Yeah. We be riding, swerving, riding, swerving.
Yeah, we creeping, we crawling, we bowling. Chopping through the city light. Just like a star in the night. We be rising, rising. May my dogs, they be rising, rising. Hey, I see we creeping, we crawling, we bowling. Chopping through the city light. Just like a star in the night. We be rising, rising.
blame my dogs, they be rioting, rioting. Hey, they see we creeping, we crawling, we bowling, chopping through the city lights, just like a star in the night. We be rioting, rioting, blame my guns, they be rioting, rioting.
Certified banker, my dog Danger World AD West, Mississippi, stand up. Hey, what it do, DJ Casper Banks?
Hey, man, it's an honor to be here, man. Everything is gravy, man. Salute to you, Cat Daddy. Salute to Underground Talk Radio. Salute to North Carolina, South Carolina, the entire East Coast, the entire West Coast, South Coast, North, North. What up, everybody, man? You know what it is. Much love.
For sure, for sure. Salute to you. Hey. Salute to the Midwest. Like you say, everybody all around the world.
Straight up. Everybody, man. Everybody.
Well, what you got going on, man? What you been having going on, man?
Hey, the grind, man. It don't stop, man. Just nonstop work. A whole lot of work. Currently, we scouting for serious talent worldwide. And, you know, we're looking for him, man. We trying to find him. We're looking under rocks. We checking all the crevices, everything, man. I'm going to tell you straight up, serious artists are definitely an endangered species right about now. But it's all good, though, man. You know, I was, you know, kind of, you know, reflecting, and I was thinking, like, man, you know, it's crazy because this time of year, last year, independent artists was turning up big time, man. I'm talking about, like, man, like, I was blown away, man. But now, it's like, man, I don't know what happened, man. The music industry is definitely changing. And to all of the artists out there, stop hating and complaining and talking crazy when you hear that other artist on the radio. And the reason I'm going to tell you why is because that artist worked to get there. That artist is putting in work. That artist is doing what they got to do to make that happen. And most likely, you're probably not. So don't hate on the artist that's on the radio. Don't hate on the Chief Keefs and the what's that other cat name? That gold all on my watch. What's that cat name? I can't think.
That's your boy. I can't think his name. Name right there on the tip of my tongue. Gold.
Yeah, I can't think of cat name, man. But y'all know who I'm talking about, man. Whatever his name is, it'll come to us later, man. But don't be hating on him. Don't be hating on ASAP Rocky. Don't be hating on Ken.
Trinidad James. That's my boy.
Trinidad James, man. Well, shout out to him, man. Look, don't be hating on these cats that's on the radio right now, man. You know, because they put that work in to get there. They did what they had to do to make that happen. And I salute them for that, man. I'm tired of artists thinking that this is supposed to be easy. That it's supposed to be free, you know what I mean? Man, you got to invest in yourself, and I'm willing to spend every damn penny I own to, you know, make sure I'm where I need to be and doing what I got to do. And, you know, so if you're not the same, then, you know, we just don't fit together. And, you know, I'm going to keep on grinding, man. I'm you know, you asked me what I'm up to, man. I'm digging in the game right now, man, digging away, taking chances. You know, that's part of being an entrepreneur. You got to take risk. I'm out here taking a lot of risk, putting my neck on the line, man, you know. And, you know, turning up for serious artists worldwide, man. Y'all know we still 24 hours. Call us at 3 in the morning or 3 in the afternoon, and we always available. But, you know, that's for serious artists only, man. It's a shortage out here. So I'm personally going out and handpicking who I want to rock with or who I feel like they have potential. And, you know, we finding them. Some of them, you know, they doing their thing, and some of them they not, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we just going to keep on going strong and turning up.
For sure, definitely turning up. They definitely all serious artists. Hey, get at them. Hey, they definitely working. Hey, it is a shortage of, you right about that, it is a shortage of. So a artist is serious. Artists don't want to invest in yourself. You got to invest in yourself to get somewhere. If you ain't going to invest in yourself, hey, you might as well go ahead and give it up. That's real talk.
Give it up. You know what I mean? You're never going to make it in the industry. You know what I mean? And that's just real. You know, you might be like, damn, man, that's a little harsh. Hey, truth hurts, man. You know what I'm saying? But see, I could talk like that because I know I grind. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting in work, believe it or not. You know what I mean? I do a lot of behind-the-scenes work. You know, I do a lot of things that, you know what I'm saying, you see on a daily. But, you know, when it's all said and done, I'm putting in that work. And, you know, I'm not waiting on nobody. I'm not going to sit back and wait on you to catch up, wait on you to call me back, wait on you to do whatever. I'm not waiting. So, you know, we moving and we shaking right now, and that's what we're going to keep on doing.
For sure, for sure. We definitely going to there it is. Hey, none at night. Hey, we about to turn it up. Hey, we got Brooklyn coming through. We got Texas coming through. Hey, then we got a comedian coming through. It's about to be on fire, ain't it?
Yeah, man. You know, every time we do something, it's definitely on fire, man. Shout out to Brooklyn, New York. Doc up in this thing. You know, he definitely going to turn it up. Shout out to my man Pick 'Em Up Nelson. He's full of jokes. Definitely makes me laugh. You know, he'll tell you everything about himself. That's our comedian that we, you know, Cat Daddy just mentioned. And then also, we got Blue coming up out of Texas, man. My man's definitely doing that, down there doing real big things. I mean, like, he drop a mixtape, like, damn, it seemed like every day.
Okay. Hey, that's what it do. That's definitely every day. Hey, that's...
Hey, you would think so. You feel me? Hey, that's how my mans gets down. But you know how I roll. Like I said, I rock with serious artists. Shout out to all of the serious artists that I rock with worldwide. No matter where you are in the world, I got mad love for you. I appreciate you. Shout out to all the greatest listeners and supporters on the planet worldwide. I definitely appreciate y'all. Thank you for your support. You know, your continued support. You know what I mean? We've been doing this for a long time now, and it ain't going nowhere. We're going to stay here. A lot of the artists, Cat Daddy, man, come on, man, look, tell me this, man, does it seem like a lot of the artists that we used to see have disappeared?
Oh, hey, I don't know, hey, yeah, a lot of them, hey, it's a few of them still around, but a lot of them, yeah, a lot of them, Phil, I don't know what done happened to them, they ain't relevant no more.
Man, I done seen some disappearing acts, man, I'm like, damn, homie. You know what I'm saying? I thought, you know, that's what I'm saying. Last year around this time, it was going down. This year around, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on, man, but I don't know, fam. I don't know, man, but I hope y'all get y'all game tight real soon, especially if you're calling yourself an artist. If you're not an artist, then, you know, let it be known, man. Get out the way and let these real cats that's doing their thing and really want to make something of themselves. Let them, you know, take the front line and make something happen with their career. But, you know, if you ain't serious, you in the way. As a matter of fact, Cat Daddy, I tell them, man, you know, if you're not a serious artist, you don't exist.
Yeah. For sure, yeah. You ain't taking it serious, you might as well not exist because you ain't going nowhere with it. Just having fun for the moment, but it ain't going to last forever. That's real talk. Hey, but you gotta take yourself serious. You gotta put craft in your music. Hey, if you ain't taking your music and yourself serious, hey, why is you doing it? You wasting your time, your effort, and you're putting yourself in danger. So why the hell are you doing it?
Yeah, man, you know, but it's all good, though, man. I just want to motivate them to get their game tight, man, and that's the only reason why I'm putting it out there like that. I want to motivate them to get back on track because, you know, again, last year they was turning up big time. This year they sleep, man. They hibernating like a bear. You know what I mean? It's the wrong time to be hibernating, homie. You know what I mean? Everybody, Cat Daddy, man, they had their summer tracks last year, everything. You know what I mean? Summer anthems and hits and all that. And now it's just like, man, I mean, I don't know what happened. Like, maybe they got writer's block.
That's what I ain't heard this year, that summer track. That summer track, I ain't heard that. Last year we had summer tracks from everywhere. This summer, hey, it done got quiet.
Crickets.
Hey, we need that summer track. I ain't got that summer track. I done heard a few good hot tracks, though. Have heard that. So, hey, it's a couple of y'all still working. Hey, artists, get on y'all grind. Definitely.
Man, I want to hear these tracks you talking about, man, because look, I've been getting a lot of music lately. I ain't going to lie, man. I've been getting a lot of music, but I had not got anything that makes me say, wow. So I'm actually a little irritated about this, man. Like, these cats, man, it's like, you know, they so serious and they this and they that, man. I want to hear that heat, man. I don't want to hear, man, I've been hearing some crazy music, man. Like, cats is, like, sending me cloudy songs, you know what I'm saying? Sound like, man, I don't know, sound like, man, I don't know, man. I'm not satisfied. I want to say wow when I hear the track. If I don't say wow when I hear it, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I ain't got none of that. Yeah, I ain't got no crowded tracks. Yeah, I have got a couple of tracks that make me say, okay, no, this ain't going to cut it. But most of the tracks I have been getting, everybody been submitting some good music, so I can't complain on that end.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you can have all the good music in the world, but if you ain't trying to do nothing with it, then it ain't no good anyway. You know what I'm saying? You can have all the good music in the world. You can have 1,000 good tracks. They all sound good. They all, you know, your immediate family likes them. They all sound good. But if you're not going to do nothing with it, you're lame. Your track is lame. You know what I'm saying? You might as well go ahead and cut it out now. Quit music. And go find you something better to do. Find you something that you can get serious about, man. Like I said, other than that, you in the way. I mean, hey, you know, it takes some cats years to make their song a hit. You can't just go in the studio and make 1,000 tracks and not do nothing with none of them. You got to, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, you got to pick one of them songs and you got to run with it, you know what I'm saying? And see what the people think, man. You know, try to turn it into a hit. And that's the only way you're going to make it in the game. If you're not doing that, you know what I'm saying, that's a problem, man. You really need to, hey, cats need to put forth that effort. You know, it's not going to come to you easy. I know some of them thought that, oh, I'm going to just do this one little track, and that's all I got to do. You know what I'm saying? And Cat Day, it disappoints me because you get these people out here, they get on a mixtape, they don't promote it. Or you get these people out here, they themselves spend maybe, what, a year or two working on a mixtape, right? They drop the mixtape. They promote it for the first day that it drops, but then they never tell nobody else about it after that. What are you doing? You feel me? Like, man, hey, I'm a little upset right now, man, independent artists. Because I'm going to tell you why I'm upset. The reason I'm upset, Cat Daddy, is because I put my neck on the line for independent artists, man. I go up against anybody telling them, you know, independent artists are just as good as mainstream artists. They shine, and they might even be better. And, you know, they making me look bad. I put my neck on the line for them, talking about how hot they are, you know what I'm saying, telling, you know, people that's important. Nah, man, these cats is hot. But, you know what I'm saying, then they not doing their part. So I got a problem with that.
So you got to do your part. Hey, we about to go to the track right quick, and we're going to get right back to you. This my boy out the West Coast. He's showing up grinding. This my boy, Dave Leary. Hey, he got Snoop on his joint. He got the West Side Connection on his joint. Certified banger. We're going to get to it, get right back with us.
L.A., here's to you for being the kind of place a man can do his due. I hear the hippies skip and they get that kick, bumping all night long out on Sunset. Out on Sunset.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, players and pimps, we'd like to welcome you all to Los Angeles, California. Yes, sir. Setting vines, blew a half a zip by the Hollywood sign.
Scotty once said, it gets better with time. Eastside Long Beach, but this LA County on mine. Yeah, this is the sign of the times. One of a kind, and this might blow your mind. This ain't no TV show, Bow Wow, Yippee Yo, standing on your tippy toe, nigga, here we go. Crenshaw Boulevard, everywhere niggas hard, left on burning by my auntie's front yard. No disrespect or disregard. Shout out to the whole motherfucking Crip Guard. Dip hard, Rick hard, used to pop lock. You turn on the wrong street and you will get got. Rules of the city like B-5-4, creep slow in a foe, motherfuck 5-0.
LA, I take this hit for you, the California Kush so high. LA, I take this hit for you, the Gowrick's bottle so right. Rolling down the shower, hopping that helps good job, you style.
Yes, sir.
So this is for the West Coast, for doing the most.
Yeah,
look,
Dog Pound Gangsta, we gotta dump off. Unless you wanna hear that pump call, watch who you talk on, and watch the different streets you walk on. I mob like a mobster, like I'm a motherfucking monster. Don't make me approach you. Contraband in my hand with the homies from the land with a plan to expand and leave with 100 grand. With my pistol in my hand, just me, Daz, and Big Snoop. Niggas that ain't never kept out the loop. Is this the way you living? In this land of the unforgiving? Man, beware how you living. So let me show you where a nigga living.
LA, I take this hit for you, the California Kush so high. LA, I take this hit for you, the Gowrick's bottle so right. Rolling down the shower, hopping that helps good job, you style. So this is for the West Coast, for doing the most.
Wanna be at them Dog Pound Gangsters, yeah, nigga, we did that. From Figueroa to Pacific Palisades, iconic Hollywood culture. Blow it in the fray, blind by the sun rays. I put on my lumps, skirt that sunset, that's a ride of smoke. I'm boxing 22 miles at a famous boulevard. Echo Park, Silver Lake, never smoked in my car. Treacherous scenarios, yeah, it's four lanes wide. SA's Asian niggas, and yeah, one time. History is still if you see the chair there. From prostitution, wholesaling, all that. Bottle service, that strip with a black and white blonde bitch. Pistol on the grip, yeah, taking no shit. You see us as we ride by. Exit 405, now the shit getting live. We
LA, I take this hit for you, the California Kush so high. LA, I take this hit for you, the Gowrick's bottle so right. Rolling down the shower, hoping that helps good job, you style. So this is for the West Coast.
Yeah, it's my boy out the West Coast right there, Dave Rick. Hey, man, DJ Casper Banks live back on the air.
Right, right. You already know, man. Turn it up. It's an honor to be rocking with you. And that track right there was definitely blazing, man.
Yeah, that's a banger. Hey, that's my boy out the West Coast. Hey, Day Lyric. Hey, he definitely doing his thing. Got Don Keller. He turning up big time. So you're gonna be hearing. You should. If you ain't heard about him, you're gonna be hearing about him real soon. Cause he definitely doing his thing.
Yeah, buddy. Shout out to the Dog Pound. Shout out to Snoop. Shout out to Daz and Corrupt. They definitely killed that thing.
Yeah, they definitely did, and I hadn't heard from Corrupt for a little minute. I thought Corrupt had fell off, but he came on. Once they sent me that joint, I talked to Day Lyric, he sent me that joint, he's like, yeah, you gonna like this joint with Corrupt, because he told me, he's like, yeah, I got this joint with Snoop Dogg on the Dog Pound and Corrupt on it. I was like, I don't know about that one, I don't know, you might want to keep that one. He's like, trust me, it's going to be a banger. Hey, he sent it to me. I listened to him. We talked about it. Hey, the rest is history.
Yeah, there you go. Wham.
You got a banger just like that. But he definitely
doing it. Yeah, man.
Definitely turning up on the West Coast.
Shout out to Cali, man. Shout out to the entire Bay Area. They definitely still doing their thing, man. They turning up more and more daily.
Yeah, they turn it up every day. Hey, I hear something every day from my dog. in Cali. They turn it up from Cali, from the Bay, like you say, from the Bay Area to L.A., they turn it up. And shouts out to my boy Sammy out there. Hey, he turning it up big time, man.
Yeah, man. He just got that single deal, man. Shout out to him, man. That TikTok is definitely a blast. And, matter of fact, I even had to cop me a copy of that TikTok, man. You know, right off of Amazon.com, man. That thing was, hey, it's a slamming track.
For sure, for sure. So definitely doing this thing. Kelly is definitely turning up. Shouts out to him.
Shout out to all of them, man. Shout out to Zach One, Caution and King Tart. You know what I mean? Shout out to them too, man. All of them cats. They all turning up right now.
Can't forget about all of them. Yeah, they definitely turning up. Every time I look they way, A1 on working.
24/7. Oh, yeah.
What we talk about, serious artists right now, 24/7.
Yeah, man. Hey, the grind don't stop, man. It never stops at all. So, neither should you. I mean, get your rest. You know what I'm saying? Rejuvenate. But right after you do that, get back to the grind. Because I'm telling you, Cat Daddy, if you take some time off, when you come back, everything is different. It's not the same no more, man. That's how fast the music industry changes. As a matter of fact, the music industry changes every second. Like right now as we speak, the music industry is changing in some way, shape, or form.
In some way, shape, or form. So, yeah, you right about that. Hey, so if you ain't changing with it, you sleep. You right about that. You sleep. Hey, once you come back, you're going to be asleep because it's going to be a whole new industry.
Yeah, it's always a new industry. You know what I'm saying? Every minute, every second, man, it's changing. So shout out to everybody keeping up with that curve.
Hey, shout outs to everybody. Hey, this is my boy Doc walking in now. Hey, what it do?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. What's going on with you?
Ain't much. Just chilling right now.
On the grind.
I'm on the south side. I'm in South Carolina, you know what I'm saying? Just got finished doing a couple features with my cousins and shit.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, before we get started, put that contact information out there for the people.
My name is Doc, Cater Proof Certified, LAF. Y'all can reach me on my Instagram at Scrap87. Or my Twitter is DatVow89. DatVow89. You know, I got music all over SoundCloud. You type in SoundCloud, just type in Doc Hater Proof, and all the music will pop up on YouTube. Got over 100,000 hits on the page at the Wavy Ace. Type in the Wavy Ace, all the videos, all the music will pop up, man. My grinding, man, trying to get my name known as much as I can, man.
Okay. Hey, so as far as you grinding, trying to get your name known, man, what type of things are you doing to make that happen?
Right now, I'm trying to be as much independent as I can so that if any labels or industries are looking to sign, like, they could see that me and my team is willing to do the work on our own, all the groundwork by ourselves. We ain't looking for no handouts. Only thing we will be looking for, honestly, and anybody will be lying if they say they not, we will be looking for them funds, because especially if you're a label owner, you know you got more funds than a regular dude coming off the street. I ain't even gonna flex, and y'all know that, right or wrong.
Hey, Cat Daddy, let me ask you this real fast. Now, Doc, man, tell us, man, tell the world, why should a label sign you and pay you those big dollars that you just spoke of? Why should they do that?
Because I feel like I should be getting paid from labels, honestly, because, like I said prior to the question, I already said it, like, me and my team grind from the bottom. Like, we don't go to no companies looking for no editing work. We don't look for no engineers. Like, we come out our own pockets to pay for studio engineering, video editing. And honestly, one of my former teammates from the LAF Click, like, he's the video editor for us. Like, big shout outs to Wavy, to my homie Harlem, for editing the videos. But yeah, like that's why I feel like that, because they wouldn't have to put in the extra finances to take care of the groundwork, which will build us. Like, honestly, like, okay, only thing I feel like they would just be paying for us to get known, honestly, like, for a name to get out, you know what I'm saying? Or if in a safe instance, hypothetically speaking, if Interscope was to sign us, we would be known because we under Interscope, you feel what I'm saying? Like that, I feel like that would help us more, just the name, as far as just getting the brand behind us or the name behind us, like.
Okay.
I feel they won't have to kick out extra.
Definitely feel you on that, but when you go into a label, hey, now labels just don't want to sign artists. Artists is just coming up no more. Artists on labels want to come in and invest into a product now that they know you already making money into, and they know they just investing in the sun, like say they investing into a store that's already taking off. So if a label come at y'all and wanna say an Interscope come at y'all and wanna invest into y'all, what you got to offer Interscope to invest in y'all?
Yeah, as far as Interscope investing, like I said, as far as fan base.
Right now,
honestly, speaking of a local fan base, a regular fan base, dude, like, I'm not big stream, I'm not mainstream, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but honestly, for a dude that's doing it by himself, like, I have no agent back, like, I have nobody, like, other than myself, how I work at my getting a little bit of money support for me and my family, how I do paying the bills that I do and still putting a little bit that I can towards my grind as far as music, and my homies doing the same thing. Like, I feel like if Interscope was to do that, like, they would get, if a label like Interscope was to do something like that, they would get their money back. They would invest in something that was willing to work. A lot of these dudes do things and they don't be willing to work. Somebody put a couple songs out, do this and do that. But I got more than a couple songs out. I got more than a few songs out. If you go on my YouTube right now, I got a song doing over 30,000 just okay. Those hits by itself. And I'm a local dude, and it's called Where Your Guns At. It's not even my Going Beans track. If the people going crazy over just my Going Beans track, imagine when they hear my other shit. I'm just not being heard. Right now, I got a style that's actually being copywritten by ASAP Rocky. And yeah, this sounds crazy by a regular dude that's coming out after he already came out with his style and all that. But man, forget all the music. I got people that have vouched for how I've been since I started making music. I got music that could vouch for how I've been since before ASAP. You feel what I'm saying? Like my style is industry ready. Like, that's all I got to say about it. And if a label was a, what's happening?
Let me ask you this, Doc. Let me ask you this, man. The first time that I ever met you, the first time I ever talked to you, right? You was like, you remember I told you, I said, hey, man, you know, he was telling me, Cat Daddy, he was saying that, you know, his music is cool. It's all right, you know, yeah, it's cool. But it was something about Doc that made me like, man, I know this cat got some fire. So I said, just tell me, man, what you got? He's like, man, you know what? I don't want to be too cocky. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's the shit. And then that's what he told me, right? So, Doc, man, tell me, man, what has changed from that moment up until now in your music career to make you so boldly say that you the man?
Honestly, though, hands down, no pointing at nobody else. You actually helped give me that motivation, DJ Casper. I ain't gonna lie, you actually helped give me that motivation because when I spoke to you, I haven't spoken to no other DJs that was as real and, like, I could feel just off of how we conversated, how we linked off the phone, or how sincere you was about your words, about how you was always there, like, to look out. Like, I'd already been swindled. I already lost a few $100 off of this music shit, off of believing that people was going to do this, do that for me, but ain't getting nothing in return. You helped give me that motivation because you told me, like, yo, like, I heard your music, and just to hear you be so humble about how your music sound, like, you hot. Like, you shouldn't be so humble. That's what, that was your exact words. Am I lying or wrong? Am I lying on my fly?
That was it right there, man.
You told me I shouldn't be so humble, and you know, like, not only that, but since then, like, I've been able to tell people, like, I had a DJ to back me, and you know, people actually been tuning in. I don't know if you got hit shares or comments or likes from other people from Brooklyn or New York, but other people have been tuning into you to back what I've been saying about you. You're seeing that I've been official. I got my whole hood rocking now. Remember, I told you when we talked about this and you told me I shouldn't be so humble, and I'm telling you, I'm at least trying to get my hood rocking before I go try to go global with the Brooklyn shit and go hard to make the whole Brooklyn feel it.
Yeah.
Ever since we talked, my whole hood is rocking with my music now. Ever since, that's another thing that helped it. The combo we had about me being humble with my music and it being so flame, and then me doing what I talked to you about, what I wanted to do, which was get my neighborhood in tune to my music. Now my whole neighborhood in tune. I can't go nowhere in my hood without people. Right now I'm in South Carolina trying to get away from the shit. Because everybody in my hood is like, oh, you the dude that did this, you did that, you did that song. Oh, I heard about the DJ Casper, this DJ Casper. I'm like, okay, I'm like, damn, what?
Ah, hey, that's love. That's love. I appreciate
that. Before I even knew the music was, like, I be on my Facebook shit as much as I can, not taking nothing from it. But before I knew and realized that my shit was bumping in Alaska, I got a phone call from New York while I'm in South Carolina, and them telling me that my music is bumping out in Alaska. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I go through my Facebook scroll. Oh, yes, we popping now. Come on, man. It was shit like that that helped motivate me to be the way that I am now, especially about with how I am, because I know I got something that the industry could use, something that the industry could go off of, like the new next thing that the industry could be using or singing. That next name, come on, man. Just tell me how good, pause, no homo. Just tell me how good Doc sound coming off the tongue as far as talking about an artist, man. It ain't been another popping Doc since Redman. They met the man. Am I right or wrong?
What you think, Cat Daddy?
Ain't been down in a minute. Hey, you might can be the next. Hey, we just had a caller on chime in. We about to get to the caller 391. Hey, what it do?
What it do? What it do? Cat Casper, what's up?
What's going on?
Chilling, man. It's Fat Better, man. I've been listening in, man. You know I salute y'all niggas. It's all ready. One love. Goddamn. Shout out to them Brooklyn niggas though. Over there on
Parkway.
I was just up there at the gate. But yeah, got that gangster squad jumping off. But I was just hollering at everybody, supporting it. Yeah, fuck with me.
For sure.
Hey man, that's love right there, man. Salute to you, man. My man Cat Daddy thinks very highly of you, my man.
Yeah, appreciate it. I hold it down. Y'all already know.
I let your boy, man. You know, your boy DJ Casper Banks, man. We 24 hours, 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon. We always available. Am I right, Doc?
Always, my nigga. Always.
Hey, shouts out to my nigga Fat. Hey, appreciate the call, man. Hey, showing Brooklyn girl. Hey, Doc, we about to give him a little taste of your music right now. Hey, which one of these joints you want to throw to first?
What you got up there? You got the way your guns at already?
No, I got Going Beans and My Connect.
All right, throw that my connect. Nah, yeah, throw that my connect on first. Go ahead.
Okay, let's get it. It's my boy Doc, my connect. Brooklyn, what it do? Let's get it.
Yes. APC, LAF, we in the fucking building. Let's go. What would I be without my connect? I give my connect the utmost respect. Let's make a bet that you could get wet if you disrespect when it come to my connect. My connect, what would I be without my connect? I give my connect the utmost respect. Let's make a bet that you could get wet,
go wet.
If you disrespect it,
back.
Then come to my connect, my connect.
Nigga, my Wi-Fi good. I got respect for the connect. I got respect in my hood. Ain't got respect with the tech. I get so damn high. I get so damn fly that I should fly a jet. I can't drive because I text flex. I be flexing on my profit on gold and my necklace. That's BBS, bitch. No C's, bitch. I'm selling that sticky shit. Fuck with that Biggie, bitch. Cause she be on that secret shit. Keep a secret, I'm keeping it. Go with the flow cause I'm eating it. No pasta, pasta, no fishy shit. Clean, bitch, that douche and shit. Cause she on her own. I'm on my own. We on that grown shit. That grown shit, that grown shit.
Without my connect, I give my connect the utmost respect. Let's make a bet that you could get wet if you disrespect when it come to my connect. My connect, what would I be without my connect? I give my connect the utmost respect. Let's make a bet that you could get wet if you disrespect when it come to my connect. My
when it come to my connect, nigga, no, I don't play that shit. The guns I walk around with will probably make you backflip. Man, I'm just directing, and y'all niggas is acting. And no, I ain't on cloud nine, I'm so high, I'm off the Atlas. Yeah, I'm just a real nigga. Yeah, you know the deal, nigga. Always on my hustle, boy. Trying to stack a meal, nigga. And this could get you killed, nigga. Because I just don't feel niggas. And this here the danger zone. You can't walk amongst this field, nigga. They see how we living and living like us. Try to keep spinning, but never keep up. Me and my niggas be counting these bucks. I just look at them crazy. These niggas is nuts. Your bitch want the dick, I won't give it to her. I only want head, I promise I won't fuck. I'm kicking her out when we get done. MOB, nigga, I'm living it up.
What would I be without my connect? I give my connect the utmost respect. Let's make a bet that you could get wet if you disrespect when it come to my connect. My connect, what would I be without my connect? I give my connect the utmost respect. Let's make a bet that you could get wet if you disrespect when it come to my connect.
He always kept me fed, so I ain't have to sit. I got a bunch of bricks, never running out of splits. I'm always fucking high and never feeling sober. My niggas always mobbing, holding on to them soldiers. Don't get hit with the cobra, keep the hammers laid out on the sofa. Got the 30 with the 40 in the holster. You be talking to them guns, no Oprah. Spin hollows out of guaranteed the folder. Had your coats rotted out with the odor. Oh, we leave stranded, black flag bending. Tied up in the car, got the cops out on canvas. Yeah, that's how I roll. Getting money, pockets so kind of swole. You don't wanna see the fucking drama roll. Cause my hitters hold the cannons out of rock the boat. You getting wet, so don't disrespect. My connect getting money, so he set the check. Said, had them niggas come and take your last breath. Said, had them niggas come and take your last breath.
That was Dog, hey, my connect joint. Hey, you heard it right here. DJ Cal Spank, Cat That and Dog live on air. Hey, certified banger.
Yeah. Cat Daddy, what would I be without my connect?
Yeah,
nothing. Not a damn thing, man. You got to show, you got to pay homage to the connect, you dig? Always.
Got to. Without a connect, hey, you done for.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Hey, and Doc, man, it takes a real man to
to actually say that, to actually give that kind of credit. You know, most cats want to, you know, inside feel like they did it all by themselves, but, you know, they don't want to give credit to anybody. So I'd like to take this time right now. I'd like to thank you, Cat Daddy, because you've been an excellent connect. I'd like to thank you, too, Doc. You've been an excellent connect. Shout out to all the other connects worldwide, all over the world, whether you radio artist, you know, a promoter, whoever you are, as long as you're a good connect. If you're a flawed connect, I don't like you.
At all.
It's real tall, man. DJ Castle Bang say that's a good connect right there from day one. When I talked to him from day one, hey, no questions asked.
Appreciate that.
Ain't no questions there. Hey, Doc, a good connect right here. Y'all need to get at him. Hey, he definitely doing moves. Hey, he doing crazy numbers on YouTube. Hey, doing crazy numbers. Hey, wherever his music, he doing crazy numbers. Y'all need to go check him out. Get at him. Hey, help this man to the top. Because he going to get to the top. That's real talk.
Yeah, with that drive that he's displaying, man, for real, like, you know, something that people don't understand about Doc, you know, my man, he ain't just got, you know, one song or two songs. My man got an arsenal, like, you know, he sent me the first batch. I check him, all right, yeah, them is cool, I'm feeling that. Then he like, hey, but wait a minute, I got another batch, and I'm thinking, you know, he give me a track, you know, nah, man, this cat coming like five of them, wham, I'm like, golly, and the quality is all of that, man, so when he shot his engineer out, man, hey. Shout out to Doc's engineer. You definitely turning up. Keep up the excellent work, you know, whatever, wherever you may be working at. Doc, man, you got a lot of songs, man, but, I mean, can we expect a mixtape or an album in the near future?
Bro, like, you ain't even got to ask that. That's what I was about to say. I got two mixtapes already out on that piff right now. Two already out. The first one is called Doctor's Orders. The second one is called The Doctor's Orders. It's called Doc the Prescription. It's the sequel to The Doctor's Orders. But if you go on thatpiff.com and search my name, D-O-C, and type in The Prescription, or just type in Doctor's Orders, I got two mixtapes on there. I got a mixtape that I did in the middle of last year, and I got a mixtape that I put out at the beginning of this year.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, you got any performances or anything that the people need to know about coming up?
I mean, not yet. Not yet, though, but I just had a performance this past Saturday. It was canceled because before I even got there, they started turning up in the club, feeling to hear that with Guns that song. Like I said, I told you I was in South Carolina, and I'm out here now because the song is actually buzzing out here crazy in South Carolina. Like, if you could get on YouTube, Cat Daddy,
yeah,
and pull up that doc Where Your Guns At, I would really highly appreciate that. Like, because I promise you, like, that shit is a banger. Like, anybody, like, not to take nothing against all the violence and shit that's been going on in the world. You know, I know a lot of violence has been going on, but it's a lot of people that's defenseless at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, and people are dying behind guns. And then when it come to the time when we really gonna need our guns, where our guns gonna be if they was to ban our guns from having them? Not saying that it's right for anybody to bear arms, but if you take time, the proper procedures that it takes for you to bear arms, and you are in a situation to where you have to handle something, as far as your life is threatened by, I would expect you to be bearing arms. Because none of us, even being from the hood, our friend, my homie Jerome, and my nigga Juju, they fighting. If Juju getting the best of Jerome gonna do what he can to come out on top. Jerome ain't gonna just let Juju get the best of him. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so like that gun is basically saying that, like not saying that, oh, it's okay for anybody to just be having guns and to be doing shit. Nah, but like when it come down to time of us really needing them, that song is saying that, where your guns at. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and that's why I'm in the South now, but the show that I had that was coming up for that got canceled because like the my manager and all that, like he was moving funny. That's why I said I ain't really had nobody backing me. I thought I did. Like my manager was moving funny and shit, had to move, had to get rid of the shit he had going on, you know what I'm saying? Like what he had going on for the show, he set it up for him to get money. Basically I got scammed out of some bread, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like as an artist, my artist, like I said, doing shit by myself and Dolly, like that's the things I go through. Like, so as of now, ain't no shows really coming about. But as soon as they all, like all my fans that's tuned into the things that I got going on, that stay tuned into the music, stay on the YouTube, which is thewavyh.com, and stay on my Instagram, which is scrap87. Like, niggas will know what I got coming up. But right now, ain't nothing janking.
Yeah. Hey, now look, man, what can we expect from a performance by Doc?
And the performance from me?
Yeah.
As far as like me just being on stage, what could you expect from that?
Yes, sir.
Alright. Honestly, on my Brooklyn typical shit, you could expect all my niggas being behind me while I'm up there rapping, singing whatever song they got me there performing, all my niggas reciting the song with bottles in their hand. Probably a couple of bitches that they fuck with. Excuse my language for the people that's listening.
Okay.
All right, but a couple of bitches, you know what I'm saying, from the club at the same time while we on stage. You know, my niggas' choice, but most I can say for me, you can expect from me, straight energy. Because if you there for the song that you thought you was there for, I promise you, the song you wasn't there for, you're going to be feeling. I promise you that.
Okay, for sure, for sure. That's what it do. Hey, we got two callers trying, then we about to get to them. 803-566. Hey, what it do? 803-566.
Yo.
What it do? You got him on the air with Cat Daddy, DJ Castle Banks, and Doc. You got a question for Doc?
Nah, where my nigga Doc at? I'm in South Carolina right now, my nigga. Where you at, son? You in the 803, nigga. I'm down here, too. Where you at?
I'm in something with it, yo.
Okay, okay.
Keep it here. Word.
Going into that Doc shit, man. That weird guns that you in something. I'm like 15, 20 minutes away from you, my nigga.
There you know. But yeah, that where your guns that do go in, I mean, you need to really get on that.
Oh, so you already so you on that where your guns at shit?
Yeah, I need to fix that up right now.
Hey, Cat Daddy, Cat, everybody talk about the damn where your guns at, huh?
Have everybody talk about that. Hey, y'all need to get me that MP3. Hey, I need that MP3 joint. I don't want to go to YouTube and try to bootleg it. It ain't going to sound right.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't want to go to YouTube and bootleg it, but y'all can go on the YouTube, check it out. Hey, where the guns at? I don't want to go bootleg, man. Hey, it is. Hey,
Cat Daddy said, where the guns at, damn it.
Guns at.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, what's in the... hey, yo, homie from the 803, you still on the line?
803,
oh,
no.
Not...
No, 803 ain't on the line no more.
Shout out to the 803 and the 843. You feel me? That's where I'm at right now. So I would expect them to tune in.
For
sure.
Yeah, salute to them, man. Straight up, for even supporting you, man. Now, you know, as far as the stage performance, that's what it do, man. You know, you need to go ahead and tell the people where they can find more of that Doc music at one more time, and what to expect in the near future.
Right now, I'm in a toss up with the next title of my new mixtape, but you could definitely expect my mixtape before the year's out. Especially before winter time, you feel me? I want to have some hot shit that y'all niggas can snuggle up. Cock your hammers, too. Bag your bricks up, too. Fuck your bitches. All that shit. Music for all that shit. But in the meantime, though, like, find me Instagram, scrap87. My Twitter is thatval. 89 D A T V O W 89
and you can find all my music. I mean, like, even some shit that ain't even linked to this page, you can still find music. Just type in the Wavy Ace Doc, and all the music gonna pop up. Even my team shit, LAF, HPC music gonna pop up. Just type it in. Y'all niggas can find all my shit there. Go to SoundCloud.com. Type in Doc Hater Proof. All together, all my music, some of the music from my first mixtape, and no release music that I don't even want y'all really to hear is up there. But y'all go up there, you know what I'm saying, tune in and find your favorite and just hit me up, man. My email is banger0788@yahoo.com. If you're trying to get in contact, do any type of features, you feel me? If you want to, if you got bread, I'm charging niggas light fees, you feel me? Light, major light fees. I ain't trying to be raping nobody because I'm trying to get money just like you trying to get money, you feel me? But major light fees, y'all just hit me up, man. I'm out here willing to work 24/7, my nigga, all day. My Facebook is Josh Smith. That ain't my real name, but my Facebook is Josh Smith. It's a nigga looking to the side with a New York rim on. You know how I do. Shout out to Brooklyn, Canarsie, Best Style, man. We in here, man. RHA, LAF, HPC. I fucking love my teams, man. I swear I love y'all niggas, man. DJ Cat
Daddy, Cat Daddy, man. We got to tell them too, man. Hey, yeah. By the way, man, War to the World. Doc is also a Coast to Coast mixtapes artist. He can be found on Music's Most Wanted Volume 3.
Let's get it, man. That going beans is going beans.
Okay, we're going to wear it out. We about to wear it out to that going beans, man. Appreciate you coming over here tonight, man. Feel free to come back anytime, man.
I appreciate y'all niggas having me, man. All the love is right back to y'all niggas, man. God bless y'all. God bless me, man. Let's get this money, man.
For sure. It's that going being trash now. Shouts out to Doc, man. Appreciate you, man.
You're ready, man. Get money. Let's get it. We out.
Yes. It's your boy, Doc. I'm in the mix with my homie, DJ Cassius Banks. Shout outs to the whole Brooklyn. Coast to coast, ACC, LAF, the out here.
Only when I'm smoking cushions, when I'm blowing steam. Hater proof in LAF, that's the fucking team. Everybody love this, they say this shit is mean. They got me past crazy, they got me going beans. Only when I'm smoking cushions, when I'm blowing steam. Hater proof in LAF, that's the fucking team. Everybody love this, they say this shit is mean. They got me past crazy, they got me going beans.
Yeah. I popped up on the scene, what it look like.
Uh-huh.
It's Doc, I'm repping my city, Brooklyn, my shit tight.
Yeah.
And I'm the reason these girls yelling, the homies hype. Used to be whipping that yay, same color, Suge Knight. But I don't need that life. I'd rather grab a chick and get some knowledge. And we call that the teacher's life.
Yep.
I got them nervous like when the cops read them, they write. Coaches flipping back you up while you was gripping the pipe. And I'm down for whatever when it come to the cheddar. Went from a troubled adolescent to a clever fella.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm never fella. I hustle rain, sleet, snow, any weather fella. Move with that metal fella. Highly suggest you play a role if you know what I mean. Cause shit could get nasty like a crime scene. And the end of results of me going beans to have your whole team with more drops than Visine.
Yeah.
Only when I'm smoking cushions when I'm blowing steam. Hater proof in LAF, that's the fucking team. Everybody love this, they say this shit is mean. They got me past crazy, they got me going beans. Only when I'm smoking cushions, when I'm blowing steam. Hater proof in LAF, that's the fucking team. Everybody love this, they say this shit is mean. They got me past crazy, they got me going beans.
That's that joint right there, Doc going beans. Hey, shouts out to Doc for stopping by. Hey, that joint, hey, certified bangles. Hey, them joints gonna stay in my rotation. I need that where that gun's at, though.
Yeah. Hey, that's a smash track right there, boy. Hey, they gonna go ahead have that knocking on YouTube.
They definitely gonna have that knocking on YouTube. So go ahead out there on YouTube, check it out. I'm gonna work on getting it. Hey, so stay tuned for that. Hey, that's right, but told you we got it turned off tonight. Hey, we about to make y'all laugh a little bit now. Hey, we got a comedian. Hey, my boy Pick 'em Up Nelson, what it do?
And Rome.
Well, what's going on?
The flippinator of the premeditator of the anticipator.
Hey,
that's him.
Before we get started, hey, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people.
Okay. You can look me up on, you know, Facebook, look me up on that joint. I'm on Twitter, Naked, you know what I'm saying? I'm on Instagram, you know, Pick 'em Up Nelson on all that. And www.splitseedcamp.com. Check us out, man. We're doing our thing, you know, and... you can try to Google me. I don't know if it's going to come. It might say error. It might say, nigga, I don't know what you're doing, but, you know, you can try.
Okay, that ain't a good thing. Now, it say, nigga, what you're doing. That ain't good. That ain't good at all. Hey, no, hey, what make it funny? I'm going to get to it. What make it funny? Hey, you got to let the people know.
It's just... I guess, man, I could say it ain't what you say, it's how you say it, and you know what I'm saying? I've been a clown all my life. My life is comedy, man. I tell people that all the time, my life is comedy. It ain't just, you know, I was like, yeah, I want to do it one day. Man, I've been doing this since I can pee on myself, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Hey, my man is definitely full of jokes, man, and you're also affiliated with Split Seed ENT. Now, tell us this, man. Where does a comedian fit into a music group?
You know what? That's funny that you asked that because, I mean, comedy is just like rapping, you know what I'm saying? It's like an art, too. You have to put your jokes, you know what I'm saying, and everything together. Shout out to Rock, shout out to D-Lo, too. Shout out to Rob Mega, John Moss, too. That's the Split Seed Cal. But how I fit in, man, it's just like we all do it together. We stick together. We a team, you know what I'm saying? We push each other and we do what we're supposed to do. So they push me to do some stuff I think I would never do. So, you know what I'm saying, that's part of the team. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Okay. So what was the start of that affiliation? I mean, how did you get connected with Split Seed ENT?
Well, I was doing this thing, shout out to China Doll, too. We was doing this thing called MCV The Real. They had it in over there by the Point, the old folks club, you know. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We did that, and we was over there. I was doing that for a minute, and they didn't have a comedy thing, and I was just up there showcasing my talent, and, you know what I'm saying, they seen my work ethic, and then, you know what I'm saying, they pretty much just bought me under their wing, like, you know what I'm saying, you with us, man. Just, you know what I'm saying, keep putting in that work, and she was putting in that work together.
Okay, for sure. Hey, now, for the people that don't know you, hey, you got to make them laugh tonight. Hey, how you going to make them laugh tonight?
How I'm going to make them laugh tonight? I mean, I always got jokes, man, you know. I keep some stuff on me, you know what I'm saying, just in case, you know. I might be funny. Shout out to everybody that may think I'm funny, that I could be funny, you know what I'm saying. But I got a little something for y'all tonight. I always tell people why they say white people got smaller dicks than black people. You know what I'm saying? And it's how you answer the phone. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it. Black people answer the phone like this. Ring. Hey, what's up? Oh, damn, that nigga sound like he got a big-ass dick. You know what I'm saying? Deep voice, big dick. You're like, oh, shit, okay. Now, you get to a white person, he answers the phone, he's like, ring. Hello? Sound like a little dick right there. You know what I'm saying?
We need to get the ladies' opinion on that. Where the ladies at? I'm going to have to make my voice a little bit deeper.
I know.
Make
you think. Hello. Hey, yeah. You gonna make me get on air and start talking real deep. Hey, this cat. Hey,
Hey, for everybody, when y'all hear Cat Daddy talking with a deep voice, you know what he's trying to prove.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to be right there, too. Hey, same thing.
It's your boy DJ Casper Binks in the building.
That's the only way to do it, hey. So, hey, when you hear that, hey, don't feel annoyed, man. You know what's going on.
There you go.
You definitely know what's going on. Hey, now, as far as show, you got any shows coming up, man? Go on ahead. I was about to ask a two-part question, but you can go on ahead.
Okay. The first part, I got a show October with my boy. Shout out to my boy Chuck Workflows Express Life. I got a show with him. I'm hosting that joint for Slim Thug. He bring Slim Thug out here. But I really been falling back because I got two projects that I'm about to put out. I got two damn funny DVD coming out that's sponsored by Split City TV. I also have two damn funny CD coming out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know nothing about that.
Okay, for sure, for sure. And do you got some material out there on YouTube they can go check out?
Oh, yeah, you can check me up. Pick Them Up Nelson, Split Seed on YouTube, and Kingpin7354. That's when I did, you know, my stand-ups on that. But I got skits for days, man. They coming out. They coming out real, real soon. It's be on Split Seed TV on the YouTube channel.
Okay. Definitely, so y'all go check them out. Switzy definitely doing their thing. They definitely.
Most definite, man. Now, let me ask you this, man. Like, is your material written out, or is it something that you just come off the top of your head with? You know, you just naturally funny like that, or how does that work?
I watch the greats, man. You know, Richard Pryde. Sanford and stuff like that. A guy that I really, really liked that really, really inspired me was Eddie Griffin, man, because he came. It seemed like he came off the top of the dome because the shit he was saying was so true. So that's how I base my stuff off. I don't write an actual joke. I write like a word, and then I just go in off that word, and then I piggyback off what I'm doing with that. So like it could get crazy wherever I'm at. It get crazy.
Okay, for sure. Now, do you involve the crowd in your show, and do you get on the crowd? Hey, I know a lot of comedians. Hey, they get on the crowd and then have to look over their back when they leaving the show, making sure they ain't getting followed.
Well, I ain't pretty much worried about that. I get on the crowd, you know. I really don't have that problem too much, too many hecklers, because I guess the people in the crowd be knowing me or they heard of me. But I don't really have that problem. I had that problem one time, and I did the dude so bad that he left. So,
damn.
You know, I just want to let him know I ain't no rookie at this. I've been doing it since I was 14, you know what I'm saying? So,
was he heckling you? You ever got heckled?
he came up with a little something. I was saying a little joke. I was taking too long to get the punchline across, and the dude was like, "Oh, that shit wasn't funny. Get out, man." He had on some bright colors, man. I did him so bad.
Damn,
so bad. But you know that come with it. I'm just here to let people know. I mean, if you gonna talk, you know what I'm saying, expect to receive it back, because I don't do this just for, you know what I'm saying? This ain't my first time, and that's why I be telling people, this ain't my first rodeo, so I get you.
Okay, for sure, for sure. So he'll definitely get you, so hey, you go watch Pick 'Em Up Nelson in the show. Hey, you get on him. Hey, be sure you might be walking out the front door with your head hanging down.
Sit in the back row.
As always,
yeah. So Pick 'Em Up Nelson, man. What is your ultimate goal to, you know, reach with your skills of being a comedian?
My ultimate goal is I don't know if nobody knows. Nobody ever really noticed. I'm not the funniest dude in my family. I can say that, but I'm the only one brave enough to get on stage. You know what I'm saying?
So, but with that being said, my ultimate goal is to, is to actually become an actor and do, you know, roles in movies and stuff like that. Because, I mean, comedy gets you paid, but, you know, acting with the real money at. So, we all know that.
For sure, yeah, we definitely know that. And we just had a caller chime in at 317-956. Hey, what it do? You live on the air with Pick 'Em Up, Nelson, Cat Daddy, and DJ Casper Banks.
Hey, what's up?
What's
it's
up?
It's Delilah.
Hold up, DJ.
Hey. This fool doesn't need you to sit in the back row. He waits for you by the door and sees everybody that comes in.
Damn.
I am the one of the ones who have received his many jokes. But he's funny, and it's worth a show. It's worth to go see him because I swear, aside from Adam Sandler, I think he's the funniest person in the world.
Wow, that's a huge compliment. Salute to that.
I sure appreciate that. Dang, I feel good. I'm about to get naked right now. I feel good about that.
Oh Lord, please don't. I wanna talk to two stains though.
See on up, she tried to put my business on the street. Two stains ain't here right now. You gotta call back.
But why? You need to interview two stains one day.
Yeah, well,
that must be an inside joke.
No, that's how I met. I'm about to explain it to you. That's how I met him. I went to the winner's circle to see Two Stains perform, and Two Stains wasn't there. Pick 'Em Up Nelson was.
There you go.
But I was slightly disappointed because then I got picked on because I was the only white person in the crowd.
Ooh. Damn. Hey, nothing wrong with that. You know, celebrate diversity.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He's my buddy, though. He's funny. He's a funny guy. My feelings weren't hurt.
Yeah. Well, most definitely. Well, we for sure appreciate you calling in and showing love to Pick 'Em Up Nelson.
Yep.
Definitely appreciate you. Hey, we about to take a little song, babe. Hey, we going to get right back to you on Pick 'Em Up Nelson. Hey, this Split C right here stunt so hard.
Yeah, this Split C, and we rockin' with Coast to Coast DJs. Yeah.
What DJ Cass for big? You so want Coast to Coast mixtape.
Sun so hard, man, the whole world got to see. Sun so hard, sun so hard. Sun so hard, man, the whole world got to see. Rockin' right, I want it. Sun so hard, man, the whole world got to see. Sun so hard, sun so hard. Done so hard, man, the whole world got it. Walking, looking right, I want it.
Done so hard, man, the whole world got to see. We just ride 24s on ride 23. Stop and go rims, home hike the rising freeze. I'm rolling on the ceiling fans, folks. Can you feel the breeze? I'm looking like new money, smell like my strategy. Let the top drop so I can let the leather breathe. I'm always where the money at, I don't think I'ma ever leave. I see them all stunning, but they just all some wanna be. A real stunt hard dude is what the world wanna see. So I'm a 26, my ride, I just did a Humvee. All red, like a boat, looking like a Bumblebee. Black and yellow, black, looking like a Bumblebee. Just come into my hood, I'ma show you how the jungle be. I look up in my trunk, I'ma show you what I done to be. I'm beating down the block, the neighbors, they can't see me. They say my music loud and I be waking up their family.
Sun so hard, man, the whole world got to see. Sun so hard, sun so hard. Sun so hard, man, the whole world got to see. Walking, looking right, I want it. Sun so hard, man, the whole world got to see. Sun so hard, sun so hard. Sun so hard, man, the whole world got to see. Walking, looking right, I want it.
And they ain't ride luxury until you ride legacy. Your boy so goofy, I put leather in my 83. Yeah, silly me. There's only one Aristine. Black on black whip, you would think I'm on a robbery. My car look fun, the kids wanna ride with me. Your girl wants to drive with me. Said she's scared of heights, so she really scared to ride with me. I turn it all like twist to make her really do a die with me.
my seat. Watch all blues, same color, what I'm gonna be. You should come and ride with me. Pocket full of money, same size as a boat to be. Name on the seat, so the whole world knows me. I ain't even tripping, cause I know they all know me. I'm so focused, B. I'ma keep stunting, stunting hard till it's over, see. Yeah, yeah.
Stunting so hard, man, the whole world gotta see. Stunting so hard, stunting so hard. Stunting so hard, man, the whole world gotta see. Walking, walking, looking right, 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 I want it. Stunting so hard, man, the whole world gotta see. Stunting so hard, stunting so hard. So hard, man, the whole world got it. Walking, walking, looking right, 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 I want it.
That's where we live. Hey, me and DJ Casper Banks with a comedian on the phone. Pick him up, Nelson. Hey, wait, now we about to put him on the spot. He about to put on a show for you. Wait, now what it do, pick him up?
God, man. I'm in my room sweating like Jermaine Jackson.
Boy, you a fool, man. Hey, hey, well, here you go, man. It's your stage right there, man. Bang, hit them with it, man. Let them know why they need to buy Pick 'em Up Nelson ticket.
Okay. First of all, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Binks and Cat Daddy. I sure appreciate y'all, man. The reason I need to buy my tickets is because, you know what I'm saying? I'm naturally funny. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I got a white guy voice that people think is pretty funny. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, guy. You know, I can take it up to the white people voice. You know what I'm saying? My credit card get declined sometimes. I got the green emerald card. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to H&R Block 2 for letting me get that joint. You know what I'm saying? But the black guys hook it up, man. They hit the 28s, the 26s, the everything up, man. You know what I'm saying? You just need to come to my show. I guarantee. You know, you gonna ask some questions. Some stuff you ain't gonna laugh at. You know what I'm saying? I'm not funny all the time. Well, you know, but I got my times. You know what I'm saying? I got my times when I'm like, you know, when I'm really really feeling myself. I just go into my joke mode. People don't know what that is. That my joke mode. I just start going out the rent like, oh yeah, guys. So I was at the club and the black guy came and hit me and. Oh my God, blood was just dripping all over and everything. And my white friends left, and I was like, what the fuck, man? I was all by myself, and I pick them up, and this guy trying to, oh, you know. So I just go into my little rant like that, you know what I'm saying? I got many more stuff to come, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to give y'all a little taste. Nothing too serious, just a little taste of it. I'm sweating like a motherfucker. But I want to shout out a few people too. I like to shout out Gary, Indiana, my whole Gary, Indiana. Alabama, Tyree, Jack Hood, Ricky, all them. Shout out my whole camp. Good to see the camp, man. We move, we make moves. I want to shout out my son too. I want to shout out my grandma. Grandma, I love you, girl. I hope you listen. I know you got your hearing aids and something like that, Grandma. But shout out to everybody that messed with me. Shout out to my sis, Sativa Diva, Miss Stress, Rock the Bully, D Low, the whole Flint Town, whole Nap Town, Swap Life, Team 88. If I forgot somebody, just let me know. But like I said, man, I do this. I just do this, man. I can't even explain. I just do this. I'm a problem. I'd rather say I'm a problem with.
Yeah. Hey, Pick 'em Up, man. Hey, tell us, man. Where did you get the name Pick 'em Up Nelson? What is that?
Y'all want me to start on that, man? Cause I got jokes all day with it. I got that name, man. I work at Rent a Center. Shout out to Rent a Center too. You know what I'm saying, for employing me. You know what I'm talking about? I was a customer of Cat Rep. What you do is, you know, pretty much if you ain't paying, that shit ain't staying, right? You know what I'm saying? So that's how I was. That's how I got my name, my last name Nelson. I was like, hey, if I come to your crib, I'm picking that shit up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? We go to people's cribs. You know what I'm saying? We go to people's crib, they lock the door, look through the blinds and shit. You know what I'm saying?
They know, they see me knocking on the door. They looking at the blinds. They got that little badass kid throwing shit at the window. You know what I'm saying? Camp all nasty and everything. We go take their TV. You know what I'm saying? They like, fuck you. I hate you. And then the next week they come in. Can I get my TV back? Like, what kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? Damn, man, I'm telling you. And shout out to the Rent to the Customer, too, because if you want to get your life from Rent to the Customer, man, that's a lot to get, boy. Man, I called this dude home phone one time, and he told me he was in the hospital.
Damn. Damn, Cat Daddy, man, I ain't going to say he in the hospital, man. He answered the phone at the crib, yeah. Man. Come on.
I call his home phone, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. People, they fucking
He's bed rested.
I'm trying to tell you, man. They do all kinds of shit to us. They call us, cuss out, fuck y'all. Fuck you. I hate your ass. I wish you would. Come get the shit. I'll take me to court. Fuck y'all. Man, I get that all the time. I don't even know my name is half the time. Half the time, I just be like, they call me. They be like, pick them up, pick them up. I'm like, who is that? They be like, bitch. I'm like, oh, what's up? I don't even know my name because I get bitch called so much times. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I go, man. That's how I got my name. Pick them up. Shout out to Rinsett.
Shout out to Windsor. So, hey, that's new one right there. Hey, that's the first time I done ever heard that one. What about you on DJ Kelsey,
man? Man, you already know, man. My man Pick 'em Up Nelson definitely is original with everything, man. And, you know, for sure, y'all need to make sure y'all check him out, support that. Go look up, tell him what you got on YouTube, man. You got some videos out there, man. You know, you still on a bike.
Yeah.
And, you know, you gave somebody a brand new pair of Nikes.
Oh, okay. So you check me out. I sure appreciate that, Bigs, man. You check me out. Yeah, I got a couple of bits on that. Shout out to my big brother, Rock the Bully, too, man, because without him, my too damn funny DVD wouldn't be possible, man. So shout out to him, man. People think it was all my idea. It wasn't really my idea. I was just going to put a bunch of shit together, but you know what I'm saying? He just let me eat. What the hell? Oh, my fault, y'all. But we put it together, man. And at my first video, man, I don't know if y'all seen it. I was checking. What was I doing? Oh, yeah, I was chasing birds. I forgot what I was doing. I was chasing birds. I don't know what the hell was going on. And then my second video, I actually did a skit. Of what I said on stage. What I did was this happened for real, man. So y'all can laugh. Fuck y'all if y'all laugh, but it's all good. So I got a new whip and everything. I got a new whip. I'm driving that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to drive that joint. So you know, everybody, you know, before you get your car, you like everybody think you need a ride. Like they're like, you need a ride? I'm like, nah, fuck you. I don't need no ride, man. I got that whip out there. So you know what I'm saying? I got it from an old school cat. Shout out to him too. So what I did is I hit that bitch in reverse. One gear, bam. And you know when you hit the gas, you're supposed to go backwards, right? Nigga, I was in the same spot.
Damn.
I was like, what the hell? Right? So, you know what I'm saying? You know I'm from the hood, 219 Gary, Indiana, West Side, 4 Trey. So I got my big black ass out and pushed that motherfucker backwards and drove it around the block. Nigga, I had to try that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So,
you got to do what you got to do.
That was true. You know what I'm saying? That everything I do is true. A pair of Nikes, man. I'm always kind of thinking of stuff. I thought that shit was hilarious. I was trying not to laugh the whole time. And then the little kid on the bike, you know, I thought about that too. I was like, what if I, you know, trying to steal a bike from a kid? I want people to think that's funny. And it turned out people thought it was hilarious. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm keep going. Delilah kind of spilled a little beans on. I'm gonna get it later, but I came up with a character called Two Stains, man. You know how everybody be like, man, I put him on. You know, saying he got his name for me. It, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying Two Chains got his name for me. My name is Two Stains. His whole act is stole from me. So I got that going. You know what I'm saying? And then I got a Nickelback Baller coming soon. That's coming soon too.
Man, you need to come on with that, man. You got the people mouth watering now. You know, you got them ready to see what that comedy is about, man.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell
Two Stains, man. That sounds pretty funny.
that two things, man. Just an interview, and I was doing a dance, and I was rapping because y'all know two things don't talk about nothing. He don't know what he don't never rhyme, so you know what I'm saying. All my shit is freestyle. You know y'all want to hear a little freestyle?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Two things in my belt buckle. All right, that's enough. That's it. That's all y'all get right there.
Okay. Hey, what you think about that, Cat Daddy?
Hey, I can't say nothing about that joint right now.
Two stains on my belt buckle. All right.
Two stains. All right. Hey. Come on, hey, go ahead and put that contact information out there one more time for the people and tell them where they can find you. Hey, y'all going to definitely need to go check him out. Make sure y'all go to the show because he's going to have y'all laughing the whole goddamn time.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, find me on Facebook, Pick 'em Up Nelson, Instagram, Pick 'em Up Nelson, Twitter, Pick 'em Up Nelson. You can find him on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Google Plus, man. You can find me pretty much anywhere. You can find me in the street. You know what I'm saying? Doing comedy for all kind of, you know what I'm saying, stuff. Money, clothes, food. I do whatever, you know, I do it for Fat Chick, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing all that.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Well, shout out to you for all of your grinding. It's definitely an honor to have you here rocking with us tonight on Underground Talk Radio with Cat Daddy and your boy DJ Casper Banks. You know it's much love and respect, man. You know, may you succeed in everything that you try to do. Shout out to everybody supporting my man Pick 'em Up Nelson, including Miss Delilah, who called in tonight to show that love. We definitely appreciate that, and that's what we do it for.
For sure. And he definitely had the call lines filled up. So definitely shouts out to everybody that called in, was trying to get at him. Hey, definitely. Y'all go out there, check him out. Hey, appreciate you stopping by, Pick 'em Up. Hey, you feel free to come by anytime, man.
Man, I sure appreciate y'all, man. I really want to just shout out my whole Split City team, man. And like, without the Dream Team, man, we wouldn't be nothing, man. Again, my big brother, Rock the Bully, D-Lo, John Moss, Rob Mega, man. Like, really, really. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout them out. And I want to shout out my brother from another mother, Big Chucky Work Clothes, man. That's a real good dude, too, man. So I just want to tell them I really, really appreciate y'all, man, for, you know what I'm saying, showing me love and, you know, get the love back. I appreciate Cat Daddy and Binks, you know what I'm saying? Binks, I appreciate you a lot because you've been really, you know what I'm saying, showing us love since the beginning, you know what I'm saying? So it's all love back.
I appreciate that, man. You know how we get down, man. We're going to keep it that way.
For sure. Definitely, man. Appreciate you, man. I feel, like I say, feel free. Stop by anytime. I always need some company relief, so hey, you might feel that before. Hey.
Yeah.
I
got a good one, man. He's trying to get online, man, but for some reason,
we'll let him in. All right. Definitely. Hey, y'all, appreciate you, man.
All right.
Shouts out to Pick 'em Up Nelson. Hey, shouts out to everybody called, turned up with him. Hey, trying to get through. Hey, we definitely got to get him back. So, hey, we're going to have to get him back for longer next time, DJ Casper Banks.
Man, hey, definitely, man. My man's had it turned up, man. It was an honor to have him come through. Shout out to everybody supporting him. You know what I'm saying? It's about that Texas time, huh?
Yeah, it's about that Texas time now. Hey, we got Texas on coming in. Hey, shouts out, though. It's been turned up. Hey, Texas about to turn it up even more. What it do, Blue?
What it do? What it do? What's happening?
What's happening?
It ain't nothing, man, down here in Dallas, Texas. Hillside, City Hill, you know, to be exact. You know, I want to shout out DJ Castle Binks. Definitely want to shout out Cat Daddy and everybody in Northern South Carolina, you know what I'm saying? Y'all held me down for years out there when I was in college at Johnson C. Smith. So that's why, you know, Build Down South Coalition up, you know, if they're right on Bates Ford in Charlotte, you know what I'm saying? So much love to North Carolina and South Carolina, you know?
Okay, welcome back to the Carolinas, then.
Already. Already. What's up, Calvin Binks?
Hey, man, excited to have you in the building, man. You know, we definitely got mad love for Texas. You know, let's go ahead and get this known right now. My man Blue, and then I'll let you take it after this, but my man Blue, he's definitely a Coast to Coast Mixtapes artist. You can also find him on Music's Most Wanted Volume 3, which also aired right here on Underground Talk Radio and Cat Daddy. But y'all can find him on that right there. And he's also turning up, man. Now, Blue, I told my mans that you dropping damn near a mixtape every single day, it seems like. But before you even touch on that, man, we'll get to that later, man. Cat Daddy, you already know, man. You got to get that information.
Hey, get that put that contact information out there for the people.
Already, so the contact is definitely IBPDSC, and it's Iceberg Productions, Down South Coalition. You can Google that. You can look it up. I mean, I promise it's copyrighted, so no other name out there like that. You can get to it. Six letters will get you to that IBPDSC. It's as simple as that. I got my own website. Of course, you know, I got the music hubs on my website to where you can get to different things like Django Online Radio. Of course, my music as far as the barcoded music, the albums, got three of those. They all on sale through Amazon, iTunes. You can look it up by Blue. You can look it up by Iceberg Productions or Down South Coalition. So definitely it's easy to get out there. Same thing with the Facebook, the Twitter. You just put that IBPDSC in and it's going to come up. Right now we clocking four videos right now we doing. The most recent video was released, I believe, late May. Yeah, late May. You know, so it's, you know, been about a month since we released the video. Just released a new mixtape. That's Gorilla Music. You know, you can look that up. It's on datpiff.com. Last year, the mixtape we released out there got a bronze plaque by Datpiff, so hopefully we can get another plaque out here, you know. Definitely shout out to DJ Casper Binks for helping me with the promotion because, you know, that Music Most Wanted kind of put me out there on another level, and people, you know, finally was giving the respect of, you know, real musicians to me. So I definitely appreciate that. It's kind of, you know, kind of upped my game a little bit when he was able to, you know, put me on a project like that. So that's definitely helped, you know, and love.
Man, that's appreciated, man. You know, I be trying to – see, that's what I was talking to Cat Daddy about earlier, man. I was talking to him about a serious artist, and I was telling him that if you're not a serious artist, I don't want nothing to do with you. You know what I mean?
Not
if
really.
You're not a serious artist, you don't exist. Now, Blue, you most definitely exist, man. Like you mentioned, you know, you got a ton of albums. You know, you got mixtapes going. But, you know, in your opinion, what's most important, man? I mean – you feel that, or is either more important? Do you feel like a mixtape is more important than an album, or album than a mixtape, or what is your opinion of that?
Honestly, just, and this is for every aspiring artist out there, everything goes hand in hand. That's what I've learned. If you're trying to make money, you have to generate your population of your fans, and then diehard fans. I'm talking about fans that get out there and buy everything you got, download everything you have, look at every picture, look at every video. Those type of fans are only be generated by mixtapes and street work. You know, you're not going to generate those type of fans off albums or off top because, initially they might not know who you are and they might not want to spend those dollars. So how you catch them is with the mixtapes. And then you put the album out to where if your mixtape is so good, they want more of your music, then they'd be like, oh, well, this you got to pay for, where it's worth it. It's worth it at this point after they heard a mixtape from you and they know it's hot. They want to hear the next hottest thing. So they buy the album. Oh, the album is just crushing. You know, they'd be like, oh, my goodness, we're waiting for the next album. Don't put out an album that quick. Put out a single or go to DJ Casper Binks. Get on Music Volume 3, or Volume 4 and have a new single on there. That way your mixtapes and your fans, you generate more fans. It's easy access to get to that free stuff. That way, when you put out your albums, they're going to want to buy it. And that's the kind of feedback and the results I've been getting from the albums. At first, my albums, they were generating kind of slow. I put out, you know, a greatest hits mixtape when I first got down to Dallas, and that's the one that got the bronze plaque. And it generated lots of fans worldwide, and that's how I ended up meeting DJ Casper Binks. And it was crazy. It's just crazy how mixtapes help you do the footwork for your albums, and when you put the album out, boom, your album is generating sales. So that's as simple as it is. I think they're both equally important. You need them both.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, yeah. So well, why put out so many so quickly?
Why put out so many so quickly? The thing about, the artists of this day, we're in a digital, age. It's not like back in the day when, it was harder to record. Nowadays, you have to compete. And to compete, honestly, I believe in friendly competition. I never believe in, stomp on your competition type of, deal, because we're all young black or young urban people out here trying to make a dollar off rap. So we shouldn't stomp on each other as in, that kind of opposition. We should friendly compete. And in friendly competition, of course, in America, capitalism, you need to stay above your next opponent. That's just real. So to do that and to prove that you're that serious and to let your fans know that, hey, you can always count on me, you develop a schedule. Unfortunately for me, my schedule is rapid. God gives me the words, the beats. I produce my own stuff. I mix and master my own stuff. So it's easy for me to put out my own product, and I own my own company. So everything I'm barcoding, it comes right back to me. All the money comes right back to me. So it's easier for me, and God has me in this position to do so, and that comes from years and years of work from in the Carolinas, from in Alabama, Atlanta. I mean, I've been doing so much work with different people, and I finally was able to get my own thing going, and God has me in this position to where I can release this much music at a time. The next project is not due till December, but we got Coast to Coast Volume 4, the Music Most Wanted. That's being in the works right now. I'm trying to get me a slot on there as well. You also have different mixtapes. Terry Motivation, he out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He used to be a part of Prodigy GT. This is a Carolina band that was out there a long time. Well, they're still doing things, real big things now. But, he has me on a project that he's about to release. So the key is, as much as you can, keep your name out there so people don't think you're a fly-by-night artist. So that's why, you want to generate as much music as you can. You don't have to drop as many albums, but, hey, in my defense, look at Lil Wayne. If I got to compete with people like Lil Wayne and I'm underground, he drops mixtapes all day, every day, And so to be compared to Lil Wayne, I need to drop mixtapes and music all day, every day that's just as good as Lil Wayne and then show that I can generate those numbers as well.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, we about to give him a little taste of your music right now.
And all right.
Which one of these joints you want to go to first, Body Language or Dallas Days?
Ooh, you know what? That's a hard decision. Let's crank it up with Dallas Days to let them know how we, really spitting in, and we'll cool it out with the Body Language.
Okay, for sure, for sure. So y'all stay tuned, greatest. And he got something for you with this Body Language later on tonight.
Already.
Yeah. You're now listening to that young boy Blue. Ready to.
Yeah.
Just face the blunt of Kush, feels like I'm soaring. Turned on the radio, ended up snoring. Probably cause this rap game so boring. All you lame sound the same, it's fucking annoying. So you rappers get the shit together. What? So you rappers get the shit together. What? So you rappers get the shit together. Birds of a feather. Yeah, they flock together. Yeah, and I ain't fucking with your weak rhymes. Y'all fake it in that weed sold in high times. See, I do it for the people, you can keep the shine. And I don't teach them how to stun, I teach them how to grind. Fucker, and this ain't Hollywood, this a gutter. Where instead of getting money, niggas kill each other. What? Yeah, it's backwards, but that's how it is. See, every day another struggle, get it how you live. I kicked the doors off the game, now I'm here to stay. Independent, but I do it in a major way. Dirty Dallas, Texas, yeah, that's how we play. And y'all been hating us for years, now it's Dallas Day. Just face the blunt of Kush, feels like I'm soaring. Turned on the radio, ended up snoring. Probably cause this rap game so boring. All you lame sound the same, it's fucking annoying. So you rappers get the shit together. What? So you rappers get the shit together. What? So you rappers get the shit together. Birds of a feather, yeah they flock together. Yeah, and I ain't fucking with your weak show.
non-performing ass rappers with the sloppy flows. Who gives a damn about your clothes or your shiny goals? And who you think you was impressing with them sloppy hoes? I like real women, born thick and fine, who never needed all that makeup to make them a dime. I'm new school with an old school frame of mind. Never watched a watch, I guess I'm ahead of my time. Kick the doors off the game, now I hear the stack. Independent, but I do it in a major way. Dirty dollar sex, yeah, that's how we play. And y'all been hating us for years, now it's Dallas Day.
Just face the blunt of Kush, feels like I'm soaring. Turned on the radio, ended up snoring. Probably cause this rap game's so boring. All you lame sound the same, it's fucking annoying.
So you rappers get the shit together.
What?
So you rappers get the shit together.
What?
So you rappers get the shit together. Birds of a feather, yeah, they flock together. Yeah.
Drop song, exclusive.
That's how we gon' put it down from here on out. Y'all know what time it is. Be on the lookout for that www.ibpdsc.com. Premiering April 22nd. Let's get it. The movement. What up to that boy Drastic? What's up to that boy Rich? Good, my niggas. We putting it down from here on out.
My boy Blue White Dell, a Dallas Days, a certified banger. Hey, we back on, me and DJ Castle Banks live back on the air with Blue. What it do?
What it do, man? What it do? And I appreciate the love already, man. I just want to keep saying that because not a lot of love going around in this industry, and we need to re-implement that. You know, we all brothers and sisters trying to make it, man. So appreciate that love.
Yeah, yeah, I agree, man. We appreciate you, man, straight up, man, because, you know, cats got a problem saying thanks, man. Everybody too hard to say thanks and show appreciation. But, hey, man, I'm thankful, man. I'm way too thankful. You might think I thank you too much because, for real, man, I appreciate everything, man. But other than that, man, that track right there was banging, man. You said, you know, turned on the radio and ended up snoring. So I guess basically what you saying is if I want to get some good sleep, I could just turn on the FM radio station.
Yeah, yeah, turn on your local radio station. Just your local one, you know. These type of radio stations right here on the online radio stations and the independent radio stations, they still out there showing love and trying their best to do it, but see, the major labels got it kind of sold up as far as when you come to local radio stations. And, you know, they playing the same thing every 5 minutes. And, yeah, I'm going to end up snoring after a while when I heard the song. That many times, you know, ain't nothing new really being played, you know. And then, so, it's just, you know, too much politics in the game. I'm going to keep it raw, you know. I'm not with the politics. I'm with pure talent. If you, like DJ Casper Bean says, if you're a serious artist with pure talent, then, yes, we can rock with you. If not, I'm sorry we don't rock with the politics, and we definitely don't rock with, you know, with people who like to diss just for no reason, or, you know, just got a bunch of money and feel like he could do it. Nah, we don't rock like that, you know. We like real talent and real heart, you know. So that's all it is with that song. I just really wanted to take it out through lyrics.
For sure. Hey, you definitely right. Hey, only rock with serious artists, only rock with the best. Hey, that joint right there, pure lyrics. Hey, you ain't serious. Yeah. Like me and DJ Casper Banks say, get the hell out of the way. Hey, you pose. Hey, you pose in front of a celebrity. Think you about to be a celebrity next week. That shit ain't gonna do you no goddamn good.
Already.
Yeah, man, you gotta step it up, man. So what would you say makes you so much different than other artists out here in the industry right now, Blue? I mean, you know, the market is definitely saturated. And, you know, in order to be successful, you got to stick out or stand out in some way. How do you feel that you do that?
To be honest, the major thing that I feel like stands me apart, a lot of artists get in the game and they're not studying what you're getting in. And when I say study back from Run DMC, study from Fight the Power, what's his name? Who got into it with Nelly? Come on. It slipped my mind real quick. Come on, I can't believe that. But a lot of the MCs out of New York, you know, then you go back and then follow the West Coast and read about what this game is really about and how it came to be. Then you jump in the game and you start rapping and know what you're rapping for. So I really believe that that sets me apart from everybody else because I have a purpose. I'm rapping and fighting for a reason. It's not like I just want to make some money, fuck some hoes, excuse my language, but that's not what I'm here for. And so with that being said, I think a lot of rappers just aspire to be rappers because they feel like they can put words together and have some nice songs and entertain people. When I want to go a lot deeper, even my race as a black man, our songs originated as purpose, and I want to keep that. It was like that in the 90s. I feel like it should be like that right now, and a lot of people are not implementing that. And I think that's the major thing that sets me apart. Period. You know, the purpose and why am I rhyming and my message that I have and my mixtapes and my album.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, now, what is where you see yourself going in the game? I know you say you got your own brand. Where you see you taking your yourself in the game?
Well, honestly, I feel like I have a lot of options. I'm a very spiritual person, regardless of the cussing and the things I do, you know, defending. But I try to be spiritual as far as my personal life. So wherever God leads me, that's where I'll be. I know he has been successful in this game, but I can't put my finger on how as far as the route he wants me to go. Now, what the plan is, I always have a plan. The plan is to sell copies independent. And when I say sell, I'm talking 100,000s of copies. I can reach the benefits off those royalties and be fine for the rest of my life. I've done the math. It's easy. Like, the albums I have now, if I have a certain amount of people buy them, then I'm done. I can sit down and not work a day in my life. That's the goal. And if once I can get up to about 100,000 fans buying my music on a regular, which is, that's a task, don't get me wrong, but it was a task to get where I am now from last year, and I didn't even think I would be this far. So that's just the task at hand. You get those many people buying albums, you're good. Then you can shop for different people as far as the major producers. I don't think I really want to go through major labels themselves, but I would like to work with different producers that are already out there and a few different artists. I'm not big on major artists. I'm like Casper Binks. I want to see what the underground got to offer. So, you know, at the end of the day, once the money has been made, I plan to own a record label myself, but independent and a powerhouse at that, where we can pump the underground scene constantly as I drop my mixtapes and my albums. I want constant music like that as far as coming from my company in the future. So it's just the big picture, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you definitely making a lot of moves, man, but it's some confusion that may be developing because there's more than one Blue. Now, you're Blue, but there's also Baby Blue. Now, tell us about what this is.
Now, the thing with Baby Blue and Blue, the whole thing came about is, honestly, she is the choreographer for our company. And give me one second.
All right.
All right, I do apologize. I had to switch phones. Okay, the deal here is Baby Blue came on the scene as far as the main head choreography woman is for my business. And then I found out that she was good with the rap. I mean, it's just as simple as that. And when it came down to rap, I was like, well, you know, we got this relationship going, so I may as well entitle her Baby Blue. She was already Baby Blue off the scene. May as well go ahead and, you know, carry the name over to the rap world. And so we started doing music. Her first track was Hillside OG, and it was a promo track for the King of the Hill album, which did drop last year. And then she also did a song with Lady Red of DeSoto, and that's a suburb over here in Dallas. And Lady Red and her did a video called Boss Bitch, and it was fire. And that's when really it took off. Everybody wanted to hear about Baby Blue. Everybody wanted to know about Baby Blue. I mean, she killed it. And so from then on, I started putting her on the track here by here. So now her royalties are clocking, you know, as far as in the rap world. She's getting royalties. And then this gorilla music we put out, she started actually getting into the dancing and actually, you know, making the dances for the videos now because we got our video production up and running now. And so now we're looking through major moves to make this a whole performance. You know, when we're doing the stage, I mean, or live on stage, we want, you know, girls dancing. We want to make it a whole stage presence and a show instead of just like a rap concert. We want the whole thing. I mean, really, we want to take our gigs to kind of Vegas type of thing. You know, to make some real big money, but it takes time to get to that level. So that's the level we're going with. That's where Baby Blue is coming about, and definitely Baby Blue is head of all the dances. She will kill it with the dance. She would definitely kill it with the raps. And so, I mean, she's a lethal weapon as far as Iceberg Productions is concerned. So we appreciate that, man. And I want to take a special shout-out real quick to B-Slick. You know what I'm saying? BSI Click. That's my boy, Barberstar Nick, you know what I'm saying, out of City Hill. Definitely want to kick a shout-out to y'all, man. BSI, y'all hold it down, man.
For sure. Hey, anything else you want the people to know about you tonight, and put that contact information out there one more time for the people.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Definitely the one thing I need to leave everybody with is go get the Gorilla Music mixtape. Download it today. It is on datpiff.com. It's not spelled gorilla like a gorilla animal. It's spelled like guerrilla warfare. And the music is M-U-Z-I-K. So definitely get the Gorilla Music. It is out there right now, IBPDSC. You can Google that, Bing that, look it up how you want to look it up. It will show up everywhere. The music will come up. Definitely get your Gorilla Music, man. It is hot. And the next project will be due around December, and that will be the sequel to Gorilla Music. It will be an album, though, instead of a mixtape. But the album and the sequel to Gorilla Music, Revolutionized Music, it'll be dropping around December. So y'all go look out for that. Much love to everybody who rocking with me, man. Cat Daddy, DJ Castlevania, the whole South Carolina, Spartanburg, Greenville, Rock Hill, Metro. I mean, I can go on for days. Chuck Town, everybody around there. The whole 77 up, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking Charlotte, talking Kannapolis. I'm talking anywhere, Greensboro, you know what I'm saying? Durham, North Rocks. Shout out Dialect. I mean, shout out everybody that's been rocking with the whole DSC. Dollar DP out of Georgia. Young K Sledge. Hey, everybody that's been showing me love. Appreciate y'all. God bless y'all. We're going to keep the pump.
For sure. Hey, we're going to wear it out to this battle language, man. We appreciate you coming through tonight, man. Feel free to come back anytime, man.
All right. I appreciate that, man. Y'all holler at me anytime.
All right, for sure.
Salute to Blue, salute to Baby Blue, salute to everybody that's rocking with my man Blue. Dallas, Texas, what up? Everybody in Texas, what up?
Already. Holla.
Hey, that's why. Hey, that's why. Another show. Any last word, DJ Casper Bank?
Yeah, man, my last words for sure, man. Salute to you, Cat Daddy. Salute to Underground Talk Radio. Shout out to North Carolina, South Carolina, the entire U.S. Shout out to the Bahamas. Shout out to London. Shout out to everybody worldwide. Much love, much respect, man. Make sure you get at your boy, DJ Casper Banks, 24-hour live service, 317-529-1309. If you're a serious artist, we want to talk to you. Cat Daddy, you already know what it is, man. We're going to do it again.
All right, for sure. Hey, appreciate DJ Casper Banks for coming on here with me tonight. Hey, you want to get at Cat Daddy, get at me on Facebook, Cat Daddy Marshall. Get at me on Twitter, Cat Daddy Mars. Email me, Larry.Marshall50@yahoo.com, CatDaddyMars@gmail.com, or 336-926-6386. Hey, you already know what it is. Hey, shouts out to everybody that came through tonight. Hey, we about to ride out to this Blue Joint Body Language. I told you, ladies, don't go nowhere. You about to see why. Hey, you know what it is.
This is an Iceberg production.
D-Town, we your ear. Collaboration.
Yeah, this your boy Blue in the mix with your favorite DJ, Casper Bink. Shout out Iceberg Productions, Hillside, Dallas, Texas, Coast to Coast Mixtape. Crank it up. Crank it up.
Hillside. Baby girl, she's so in tune. I love the way she do it.
Yeah.
Talking body language, and baby, I speak it fluent. I hear your body calling, I know just how you want it.
Right.
Seems like you're ready, so baby, come jump up on it. Baby, come jump up on it.
Baby, girl, she's so into it. I love the way she do it. Talking body language,
so baby, I think it's fluent. I hear your body calling. I know that's why you want it. It seems like you're ready.
singing, dreaming about the future. I'm going in on the game of Karma Sutra. My flow is deep, feel my words running through ya. Better hold on tight and take a hit of this Buddha, cause when I spin it, it's vivid. Ain't no game and no gimmick, this my life that I'm living. That's why you vibe when you hear it, the revolution is me. And I move out of masses, broadcasting live. Grab your 3D glasses, baby. Why? Cause I'm a walking phenomenon. My educated flow is futuristic like Cybertron. I upgrade my dope, pocket sounding like intercom. Bombing on you haters, you would think it was Vietnam. Yeah, okay, I got what she needs. She's tired of dealing with Tulane, so she got with a G. Every time she hear my voice, it make her soul come alive. Baby girl, I see you ready. Take a ride.
Baby girl, she's so into it. I know the way she do it. Talking body language, and baby, I speak it fluent. I hear your body calling. I know just how you want it. It seems like you're ready, so baby, come jump up on it. Baby, come jump up on it.
Fast lane, still in the fast lane. Hey,
baby girl, she's so into it.